Okay, we're learning the Vav Amar Aleph from Mesechtes Nida, and we're starting three lines from the top of Amid. Rava and Ze'iriv both told us a halacha that when a Nida becomes Tamei and it goes with Machmel Fir Chachamim, that she becomes Tamei, and then anything, you don't know exactly when it happened because maybe she was Tamei 24 hours before. So anything that she touched in the last 24 hours are Tamei. So that's called Matame Isles. And Rava and Zira Machadish does that not only is it Matame Kachim, it also makes her bed that she was sitting on a Mishkov. And when she sat on a chair, it becomes a Mishkov. That means anything she sat on the last 24 hours is an Ava Tuma, and that also would be Matame the Kachim. So that's the Chiddush, that even her bed becomes Tame Isles. So we always bring a raya to Rava, and Rava had a kavachaim. Rava said a kavachaim. Ma the kli that's someone's fossil, a kli that's covered. If the nida moved it, which is called tumas heset, within the last 24 hours, it's tamei. So kavachaim mishko moisha, which does not protect itself in the tamei, by tamei mace, sure will be tamei from a nida. It's a kavachaim from someone's fossil. That's Rava's kavachaim. Now how do you know it's someone's fossil? We'll see in a second from this price also. Tanya kavasei the Rava. There's a brisa, it's a raya to Rava that anida is metame lemafreya 24 hours, even a mishkan moishim. Says in the brisa, haroya dam, isha that sees dam metame meisleis. It's metame anything she handled in the last 24 hours. Amai metame, what is she metame? Zok the brisa mishkavos umishavos, her beds, her chairs, oichlo mashkin is touched food or drink, v'klicheres hamukav tzamet pasul. And a kli cheres that's covered with a tzomet pasul, and it has to be that he moved it, because the halacha is a kli cheres that she moved it. The halacha is a kli cheres that you touch on the outside is not tamei. You have to touch it in the inside. In the inside ground, you don't even have to touch it. Just sticking your hand in the ear space inside is enough, but here it was sealed closed, so you couldn't touch the ear space. So the halacha is something called tumas heset, that the nida that moves something is tumas hesed. So here, the kli cheres also, anything, if she moved the kli cheres in the last 24 hours, that kli cheres is tame. Ve'einem mekolkelas l'minyana. But even though we are saying that we're mesupik when her tumas started, but legabi her minyan, that we say it starts from right now. What does a minyan mean? So we learned already in Mesechus Erechin, and but Zegei Anida very much, is that Anida, the way it works in Zman Chazal at least, that the first, when she saw Dam, the first 7 days she's Tamei no matter what. After 7 days she go to the mikvah. The next 11 days are her, those days are called Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, the Yud Alef Yom Beinida Lanida. And those days, if you see one day, you go to mikvah that evening, you mut the next morning. If you see 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Gedoyla and she has to sit Shem Nekiyim. But you have to have a cheshbon of 7-11. So here, when you start counting her 7, then 11, when do you start counting? Saying you start counting today 7 and afterwards is the 11 days. You don't have to worry about going back 24 hours for that. Another halach is that she's not metama as boil l'mafreya. Halach is if someone is boil nida, they get the din of the nida. That means they're tummy 7 days. Just like a nida is tummy 7 days, they're tummy 7 days. But here, if she was boiled with her husband the day before, within the last 24 hours, the husband maybe is Thomas Maga, but doesn't get a din of Thomas Boyle of 7 days. Because again, it's not a Vade Tumah at all, so it's only a Chumrah. Rabbi Kiva is Matama as Boyle. Rabbi Kiva says it is Matama as Boyle. Plekis Tanakam Rabbi Kiva. And the price goes further. And you only start counting 7 days from when she saw. You don't count from yesterday, you count from today. But when she saw right now. That's the halacha of Rei Damida. The Braisa contrasts this to Roya Kesem, which is slightly different. HaRoya Kesem, if she doesn't see a regular Re'iyah, she sees a Kesem, a stain. Metame L'Afreya, it's also Metame for the last 24 hours, anything she touched, we have to assume it's Tame. Mayim Metame. What? So we'll speak it out by the Kesem, because by Kesem will be different, Taka. So we'll speak it out to the Kesem, we have to speak it out. Haraya kesem metamel mafreya. Mayim metame. What is metame? What is she metamel mafreya? Oichlin umashkin, mishkavos umishavos, v'klicheres hamukav tzavet pasul. All the same things like roya. And here's the difference. Now we come a difference between kesem now. Mekeles l'minyana. Mekeles l'minyana means that we don't know exactly when her 7 and 11 stopped. Because since it was only a stain, we can't assume mama started right now. We have no idea when it started. And therefore, we don't know exactly when the 7-Eleven is, because really maybe started yesterday. And also, since it's a real suffix, and this is the same like a form, because it means like this, that's a chumra. The halacha is Anida, when she sees dam, she can't go to mikvah until 7 days. So here, even though we're saying that maybe it happened yesterday, and therefore it's Mekeles l'minyana, you don't know where 7-Eleven is, but you can't say she goes to the mikveh after 6 days, because maybe it started now. So Ein Moyne al-Mashal Sharasa means a Chumra. They only start counting 7 from today. That's the difference. Moyne al-Mashal Sharasa doesn't mean that you have her minion. It just means you machmir. Ein Mekeles l'minyana means her minion is a little bit messed up. But she only counts her 7 days from today. Now, halacha is that these kachim or tires, whatever she touched, let's say it's true more kachim, you don't burn it, but you can't eat it either. Because this whole halacha of metame islay is only a suffix. That's clear, it's only a suffix. Adkan the braisa that says that anida is metame l'mafreya, so what's the geos, there's two dinim that's the geos in this braisa. One thing it says, mishkovas and mishavas are tami l'mafreya. And it also says, Kli Cheres HaMukav Samad Pasol is Mafreya. Remember, Rava said that Mishkav HaMoshav is a Kavachemim and Kli Cheres HaMukav Samad Pasol. So the question is like this. So that was a riot to Rava. It's a clear riot to Rava that Mishkav HaMoshav is a Tamil Mafreya. It's a clear riot to Rava. What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha on this? But Rava, Ishmi Lemesnito, if you knew this Braisa, Lemesnito, don't say you own Halacha Mishkav HaMoshav, say the Braisa. You've never heard the Braisa, so why was he so sure about Kli Cheres then? Kavachomer Minole. How did he know about Kli Cheres to make Kavachomer? The whole Kli Cheres in the Braisa also. So he knew the Braisa, he knows Mishka Moshe also. If he doesn't know the Braisa, so then how does he know Kli Cheres? Zog tomorrow, Oilam Shmi Lemesnita. He knew the Mishnah in this Braisa. He knew this Braisa. So if he knew the Braisa, why didn't you say a lot like the Braisa? Why does he have to speak out Mishka Moshe himself? Vim Mesnita, have Amino. Oy Odom, Oy Begodim. If it just said the Braisa, I would say that a Mishkav Moshav is Tame, it's only to Matame either Odom or Begodim. Not Tame Odom, that the Begodim on him become Tame automatically even without touching. Have Odom Begodim Loy. Shemach Kavachayimah, we say Kavachayimah. The Madoch Kli Cheres has Tumas Hesed, even though it's a protection by Oyla Meis. For sure, Mishkav Moshav will be Matame Odom, Matame Begodim. Because that's more kal, because it doesn't protect itself from the mace. So that's the kal v'chaymer. And this gemara is stickler apella. I'm saying, what would it have mean? It's only odom v'godom monofshach. What is it? Avatoma? Then it's matam odom matam v'godom. It's not avatoma. It's not matam either one. So it's really a big problem. What the have mean would be, but like upon him, that's the gemara says that's what the kal v'chaymer is for. Teach us that's matam odom latame v'godom. So Rav Huna is to go back on the whole halacha we're learning in this whole masechta so far. Rav Huna, me'es leis shemanida, this whole halacha that we say, that nida is metama, me'es leis, that means it backtracks 24 hours, anything I touch is tame, is only l'kodesh, only if you touch kachim. But if you touch chulin, and even if you touch truma, nothing happens. Avaloy l'truma, only for kachim. Beit Din Marakasha, if this is a maila by kachim, it's a chumra by kachim, yachi, listen to Gavi Mailas. In the Mishnah in Perek Chaim of Kodesh, which is in Mesechtas Chagigah, it lists all the things that are chumra more than each other. It says like the chumras of Chuma of Chulin and Kodesh of Chuma. It should have said the chumra is that a nida is a tam eis leis on Kodesh, not by Chuma. Why didn't it say by the Milas? So Gemara answers, Kik Tani Heched Islay Dororo the Tumma. Have Heched Leslay Dororo the Tumma like Tani. It's only when we have. The milas, they are all things that are really are chshash tumma. Example, tumma certain begodim that am aretz wears. Here it's a real chshash tumma. Here, by a nida, it's not a real chshash tumma. Like Rashi speaks out, it's like zayir ba'alma. Really, when Isha becomes tame, we assume it's happening. There's a cheskas tyra on her. It's happening from now on. This that will machmer 24 hours back, it's only a zayir. It's not a durara tumma, and therefore that type of chumra doesn't list in the Mishnah of chagiga. So it means we're saying it's only a chumra by kaddish. You're right. I want to say mishnah chagiga because less like drawer the tum. Now we're also going to a few kashas to see if that's true that there's no tum less less by truma. Meisvei mai mitama. Said in the brayse we just learned mai mitama oichlinu mashkin. Now doesn't that mean usually when it says mashkin usually it means like truma because what mashkin is by kachim? Truma has mashkin yain. But well, where is a kachim such thing as a mashkin? So oichlin mashkin mai mitama mai la bein bekayish bein truma. Talking about kayish and truma. So I'm like, no, it's only talking about kaidish. I what's mashkin? So Rashi picks out mashkin can mean shemen of a menachos and yain of nesachim. So echram is not right. Oichlin mashkin means only kachim. The only thing that comes with tamim is only kachim, not tyrus and not chulin, of course. Toshima, try to bring another rai, not like Rav Huna. Toshima, Rav Huda ima, af b'shas avrosa melecha v'tshuma. Rav Huda says that an isha should make a bedika after she finishes eating tshuma. And the Gemara there asks, v'avinim ba, my da'av ava, what's the point of making a bedika after tshuma? You ate the tshuma already. Who cares, you know, what's happening now? You finished tshuma. And Amar Rav Chista, lo nitzucho, what's it for? L'sakin shirayim shibafneha. That after she finished eating, she cleaned up all the tshuma and she put it into the freezer for later. So now we want to check right after to see if she was tummy, because if she's tummy now, it goes to Mafreya, and turns out the truma, you can't eat the truma. So that's why you make a bdika afterwards. So what do you see from here? See clear that we're talking about, you know, talking about here the isha eating truma, so talking about truma over here. So it sounds like we're talking about truma. So it's a rai nalak Rav Huna. Zok the Gemara. It says klara, shasav rasav lechav truma, talking about eating truma. So it's a kasha Rav Huna. Klar, they check yourself after truma because of the lasharayim you touched. It goes to my freya. So my answer is, Rav Huna will learn, masdi lisroy sharayim shaviyodeha. Shabbat gatzma kashir vest. The halacha is that if she makes a bedika, anything that was a few seconds before the bedika, which means like shir meyad, that is vaday tame. Vaday tame. And that will be burnt. So he said here, halacha is, you should make a bedika right after you eat the tshuma, you should make a bedika, because then, if you found that she was tameh, that anything that's 1 second before will be burnt, taka, will be burnt. Rashi has a reason why I want to make a bedika, I want to see if she ate vaday tameh. So she makes a bedika right afterwards, and then anything that was a few seconds before will be burnt. So that's what he learns, not l'sakin shirayim shavanel, rahuna masi l'sroif shirayim shavanel, shabbat gatz makshir vest. Shir vest means miyad, means made a bedika miyad. So if she makes a bedika miyad, anything that's a few seconds before the bedika, that will be vaday tameh. What? She ate it already, it's too late. But for some reason you want to make a bedika, and if she touched anything right before, it will be burnt.
What was the point of bedika?
Right, so Rashi says that the point of bedika is to know if she ate vaday tameh. That's what Rashi says. It's a little bit schwer.
It seems to talk about because it's burnt.
You know, you're going to burn it, right? If you found it, you're going to burn it.
You can't burn it.
Right. But the reason why is, but either way, it will be like I'll be burning it. That'll be a lot of guy burning it. If you find it right way, it'll be like I'll be burning it.